present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Trouble Through the Looking Glass.
Hello, is that Mr. Johnson? This is Susan Clitheroe. It's about the groceries. Can you have them ready for just after lunch? Well, I shall be out most of the afternoon. We're going to meet Mother at the airport.
Ah, there she is. Hey, Scraggy Neck. Look what I've bought off Ozzy for $5.
Oh, shut up.
See. Hey, look, it's an aeroplane.
Yes, she's coming back from Italy today. Grandad and I are going to meet her at the airport.
Hey, look, Susan, he's smashing. Swept back wings, twin jets, 1,000 miles an hour.
Will you be quiet? Hello, Mr. Johnson. I'm also going to need some cooking fat.
Oh, heck, what's she going to poison us with now?
Yes, that's right, just after lunch. Goodbye. You little horror, bothering me like that.
I was only showing you my aeroplane. It's marvellous.
Oh, out of my way. I'm busy.
But look. You hold the shooter in one hand, hook the elastic round it, pull the tail back, and it shoots straight in the air. Like Alfie did when he sat on my mum's pincushion. Here you are. Watch.
Oh, don't you let that thing off in here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
What was that? Something flew over my head.
Oh, it was his silly aeroplane.
Bah, that was a near thing, Grandad. If you'd been wearing high-heeled shoes, you'd have got a centre parting.
Where did you get that thing from?
I bought it off Ozzy. Hey, when I go to the match this afternoon with Alfie, I'll take it with me. I'll give the crowd an air display. Alfie can go around with the cap.
Now, whatever you do, be careful with that thing. It could be dangerous.
But, Grandad, it's only a few bits of wood.
Oh, Grandad's right. It's got a long, pointed nose.
So have you. Stop shoving it into other people's business.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Now, look, I've got a job for you, my lad. Now, phone this number. It's the airport.
This is a funny phone number. A shilling each way, death or glory.
It's written on the other side. Now, ask them what time the afternoon plane's due in from Italy, so we know what time to go and meet your mother.
Right, Grandad.
And remember, I want no more trouble with that toy of yours.
Oh, Grandad, did you clean up Mother's bedroom?
What? Oh, I've done that.
Oh, did you put the clean sheets on her bed?
Aye, I did.
Did you open the window so that it'll air her room?
Yes, and stop asking all these questions.
Well, I want to make sure Mother's room's all right for when she gets home. I'll go and look for myself.
No, you stop here.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, Susan, it's just that while I was up there, never mind. Are you coming to the airport with me, my dear?
Oh, yes. I'll be going in Mr. Higginbottom's taxi.
I expect so. He was out when I called, so I left a message with his wife to pop round and arrange it.
The plane arrives at 5:30.
5:30? Now, you're sure that's the one from Italy?
That's what the man said. He was a funny fella. He kept calling me Roger.
Jimmy, what do you want for your lunch?
If you're cooking it, the name and address of a good cafe.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Stop annoying Susan and leave her alone.
Well, shall I go in the garden and annoy the neighbours?
I do that. Och, away you go. Go.
I'll go and fly my aeroplane.
Now, just be careful with it.
Right, Grandad. Right. Spaceship J for Jim will now take off for planet Mars, calling at the Great Bear, the Pole Star, and a quick ice cream soda at the Milky Way. Contact!
Ow!
Who was that? A Martian?
Who shot that aeroplane at me?
I was right. It's Ozzy's dad. Sorry, Mr. Higginbottom.
You young brat. That thing hit me on the head.
Well, it's only made of wood.
What is?
Your head. And my aeroplane.
Look, think yourself lucky that aeroplane's still in one piece. If it had gone in my eye, I'd have smashed it.
If it had gone in your mouth, you'd have swallowed it.
You what?
Nothing, Mr. Higginbottom. Can I have it back, please?
Here you are. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't this the one you bought off my Ozzy for $5?
Yeah, that's right.
He said you never gave him any of the money for it.
Well, I was a bit skint, but he'll get it.
Come on, Clitheroe. Hand over Ozzy's $5.
Why, are you short of beer money?
You young whelp, take that.
Ow!
What's going on out here?
Oh, it's him. He hit me on the head with his aeroplane and he's giving me cheek and all.
That does it.
Jimmy, any more trouble with that aeroplane and you won't go to the football match.
But Granddaddy hit me, clouting with the lawnmower.
Shut up, will you? Higgy, away you go in the house.
All right, but just keep that brat out of my sight.
The big ape, he's always hitting people. No wonder his wife's got cauliflower ears.
Now, this is your last warning, Jimmy. Any more trouble with that aeroplane and you'll regret it. You understand? While your mother's been away, there's been nothing but bother, and I've just had about enough of it. Now, it's got to stop.
Yes, Grandad. Grandad?
What is it?
What's our Susan done to get you in such a bad temper? To get the tickets then, Alfie?
Yeah, I got 2 handstands in the seats. Yeah, 2 seats standing on the ends. Yeah, but I meant we're at the end standing on the seat. Yeah, sitting. Look, I'll start again.
Don't bother, you'll tie your brains in a knot.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you haven't seen Jay for Jim in flight, have you?
What? Oh, you mean that aeroplane?
Yeah, you should see me. I can make it do anything I want. Fly upside down, loop the loop. I bet if I wanted, I could make it land on my head.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult, it's big enough.
You think I'm bragging, do you? Look, I'll make it go through my mum's bedroom window.
Look, give that aeroplane to me.
Not likely. Go and buy your own aeroplane. Here goes. Straight through the window without touching the sides. Tucks away. There you are. What did I tell you? Straight into my mum's bedroom.
Oh, what a relief. I'm glad you didn't break anything, because I'd have finished up taking the blame for you.
Would you really, Alfie? Hey, that's very kind of you. Come, we'll go upstairs and get it. Then you can shoot it from the window when the policeman goes past. See if you can hit his whistle.
Aren't you the funny little boy? You're right, little scream you are. Well, Jimmy, you're not in a very funny mood right now, are you?
Alfie, what shall I do? My mum's new dressing table. Look at the mirror. Look. Look at it.
Ah, it's cracked right down the middle.
Yes, you are. Why did you talk me into shooting it through the window?
Because you were bragging that... You're not blaming me for it.
Why not? You said you'd take the blame.
You know I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
You did?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I did.
There you don't... are, you admit it. You take the blame.
Oh, stop being funny. You're in trouble.
You're not kidding. Wait till me grandad finds out. I've had it this afternoon.
You mean he'll stop you going to the football?
He'll be playing football himself, taking free kicks on my sit-upon. Oh, what am I going to do?
There's only one thing you can do. You try and get a new mirror from the furniture shop.
Alfie, you're not well. You've just come out with a sensible suggestion.
Hey, there'll be another crack in that mirror in a minute when I bang your head on it.
Sorry, Alfie. Now, let me think. Susan won't be back for an hour, and Grandad won't be back till the landlord brings him home on the handcart. Come on, Alfie. You're taking me for a tata.
You mean to the furniture shop?
Yes, we get a new mirror and fix it in the table before the others get back.
It'll never work.
Behind the counter, Mr. Price.
You?
He's Welsh, you know.
Oh, you mean the bloke who sold your mother a dressing table?
Yeah, Mr. Price. He's a half-wit. He should be called Half Price. When he starts to say something, he can't think how to finish it.
He sounds daft.
He's as daft as Dicky Dotty. But we'll still have to be careful with him. We can't say it's my mum's dressing table, because he might mention it to her. So, it's yours.
Oh, I see. What is?
It's your mirror that got cracked when you shot your little aeroplane at it.
But Jimmy,
I... Shh! He's seen us. He's coming over.
Ah, good, good.
Afternoon. I'm Jimmy Clitheroe. You remember me?
Oh, ah, yes. Now, your mother was one of my...
Customers, that's right. This is Alfie Hall.
Ah, good, good.
Bye. Morning. Afternoon, I mean. How do you do?
Alfie's got a problem, haven't you, Alfie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you see, I cracked my dressing table mirror in my bedroom and I want it fixing before Jimmy's mother sees it.
Before she...
Yeah, sees it in my bedroom. Oh. Well, she sleeps there. I mean, my mother. But when the roof leaks, you see, but sometimes there's a drip in there.
That's his father.
Now, hey, belt up.
But if it's your dressing table, why did you mention the boys? The boys
are... Mother, yes. Oh, because it's his dressing table's just like the one she bought from you. Can you fix him up with one?
Certainly, I can fix him up with one in about two...
There you are, Alfie. You'll have one in 2 minutes.
2 weeks.
Good. Well, just... 2 weeks? Oh, no. Bring one of them beds over here. I feel ill.
Mr. Vaughan.
I warned him about shooting his aeroplane off.
He was shooting his aeroplane off in your bedroom? Well, I'm afraid I'm a little...
Sweet.
Confused. Look, you shut up, will you? Look, mister, I better explain. You see, I'm...
Batty!
Batty, that's right. I'm Batty. No, I'm... Pardon?
I was trying to think of a name. See, Mrs. Batty, that's who it was. You see, I took an old dresser from her the other week when I sold her a bed...
Spread?
Jacket?
A side table. A bed side table. Now, this dresser has a large mirror in it. And if you wanted one right away, I could have it cut down to your size and beveled. And the cost to you, Mr. Hall, would be about 30
days of September, April, June and November.
Look, will you shut up? 30 what, Mr. Halfpriced?
Why, 30 shillings.
Well, take it, mister. Cut it down and wrap it up.
Oh, but I couldn't possibly have it ready till about, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
But we're going to a football match this afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to watch the Rovers play...
Football?
No, diddly-winks. Look, can't you do it now?
Oh, I'm sorry, but you see, we're very busy. The earliest you can collect it will be about...
About turn, quick bunch.
Shut your mouth.
Well, it's getting on my wick.
4 o'clock.
Is it really when my watch must have stopped?
That's when it'll be ready, the mirror, you dope. We'll come early for it, on Alfie's motorbike.
Oh, but look, you must be careful not to break it. Now, your best plan, if I may say so, would be to go to the taxi rank and engage a
rickshaw, yes, we'll do that. Come on, Alfie.
All right, we'll see you later, Mr...
Price.
Yeah, I thought we'd settle that, 30 bob.
Oh, come on. Cheerio, mister.
Oh, how are you going? Well, good.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. Stop moaning, Alfie. We can't drive up to our house while Higginbottom's taxi's outside. As soon as me grandad and Susan leave for the airport, we'll be able to take the mirror in the house.
Yes, I know all that. I'm not an idiot.
Do you want to bet?
Look, shut up. But why do we have to wait in this taxi? We could get out and hide around the corner.
Yes, and one of our nosy neighbours would tell somebody that saw us with a dressing table mirror. You know what me grandad calls our street? The Valley of Squinting Windows.
Hey, if anybody's interested, there's 25 and 6 on my meter now.
Oh, dear, I'm going to be bankrupt.
Mister, don't keep reminding him. Every time your clock goes up, Alfie's clock goes white. You'll get the fare.
I'll be expecting a good tip and all for hanging about. I'm a taxi driver, you know, not a lady in waiting. 15 minutes here, 47 minutes outside the shop.
That was Jimmy's fault getting us there early. Saturday afternoon, sitting in a furniture shop.
Well, while you were waiting for the mirror, you had the telly working. You saw your favourite, Andy Pandy.
Aren't you funny? I could have been standing watching Andy Pandy on the football field with a mirror. The team. I didn't want to see Andy Pandy.
You what? You were still watching it when we walked out. I saw you wave. Alfie is waving goodbye.
On the clock, 26 shillings without the tip. Now.
All right, you'll get a bob for yourself.
A bob?
That's him, Alfie Hall, the last of the big time spenders. Hey, Higginbottom's taxi's going.
And so's this one, so get out and take big hearted Arthur with you. A bob tip.
Yeah, wait a minute. Higginbottom's taxi's coming back.
Don't be daft. That one came round the other corner.
Let's have my money, Spendthrift.
Oh, just a minute. Hey, Jim, it stopped at your house.
You're right. Who is it? Oh, no. It's me mum. She's come back from Italy.
Ooh, I wonder how much the taxi cost from there.
Hey, cloth ears. Do I get my money or do you get my starting handle round your big end?
Oh, all right, yeah. Your £1.10.
Keep the change.
Oh, thank you, son.
Okay, what's going on?
My mum's gone next door to Mrs. Butterworth's. Of course, she won't have a key.
It's my 30 bob I'm on about.
Listen, I'll go to Mrs. Butterworth's and keep me mum there. You take the mirror into the house and fix it in the dressing table. And we're in the clear.
What about the change?
He's done me mum good. She's brown.
Oh. I mean, the change this fella got.
It's done me good and all.
Never mind, can you see what I've brought you from Italy? Where's Susan and your granddad?
Gone to meet you at the airport. They went in Mr. Ingebottom's taxi, didn't they, Mrs. Butterworth?
Yes. As they turned one corner, you came round the other. Why didn't they meet me at the right time?
Because you weren't due till 5:30. I phoned up to make sure.
We were dead on time, 3:30.
Well, the bloke at the airport said 5:30. The flight from Italy will touch down at exactly 15:30. That's what he said.
you silly boy. 15:30 is 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, yes, the 24-hour clock.
Exactly. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better get in the house and tidy myself up.
You can't go yet.
What do you mean?
I mean, you haven't told Mrs. Butterworth about Italy. And you need a cup of tea and one of her scones.
Don't be cheeky.
Oh, you must have a cup of tea, Pat.
Well, all right, Florrie, thank you very much.
I think I'll go and play in our house, our garden.
Oh, stay for a scone.
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Butterworth, but I'll take a couple in my pocket.
You sit down and eat your scone properly, then go and play.
Right. I don't want any tea.
Don't grab like that.
Hey, Pat, did you go to any nightclubs in Rome?
Well, I did go to one, and then...
did I a few years ago. The way they dance. More like all in wrestlers. No holds barred and the best of three falls. Oh, one of them came up behind me.
Jimmy, you can go and play now.
I haven't finished the second scone.
Well, put it in your pocket. Just go on.
Right, old man. Ta-ra, Mrs. Butterworth. You can tell me about that bloke at the nightclub some other time.
What else did you do, Pat?
Well, I went sightseeing around
Did you see the fountain where they throw the coins? I did. By moonlight with that fella I was telling you about. Ooh, dead romantic. All sideboards and aftershave lotion. Did you like the food?
Well, some of it was a bit...
Loved it, but fattening. Oh, every time I got up from the table, I had to loosen something. One more day then, I'd have been arrested.
Yes, well, I must get in the house, Florrie.
Oh, could I borrow your carpet sweeper?
Yes, of course, I'll send Jim in with it.
Oh, no, I'll come. I want to hear more about your continental adventures. I love hearing about other people's experiences.
Alfie, what are you standing outside the front door for with the mirror? You should have had it fixed in the bedroom by now, you big dope.
Well, now, what did any of a little dope call Jimmy hadn't run off with the front door key?
Oh, heck. Come in, then, before me mum gets back from Jolly Florrie's.
Ah, well, hold the door home so it doesn't bang the mirror.
I've got it. Take it easy.
Hey, up. So fast, so good.
Now, take it upstairs slowly. And when you've fixed it, sneak out the door, then ring the bell as though you've just arrived at our house.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you? Whoops, I hope I nearly tripped, oh dear.
Alfie, if you break that mirror, you'll have 7 minutes bad luck.
7 years bad luck, you mean?
No, 7 minutes. That's how long it'll take me to kill you.
Yes, Florrie, I can see him in the hall, I think. Jimmy, open the door.
Oh, heck me, ma'am.
What can I do?
Open the door.
Get under the stairs, Alfie.
You what?
In the brush cupboard under the stairs here. Come on.
Ooh, it's dark in here.
Well, strike a match.
I haven't got a match.
Well, rub your legs together. Get in, you big baby.
Oh, all right, but I'll feel a right fool if anybody sees me crouching in here.
Tell them you're reading the gas meter. Mind your foot.
Jimmy, will you open this door?
Come in, ma'am. Hang on. Sorry, did I keep you waiting?
Don't be funny. Go in the living room, Florrie.
Right you are, Pat. Oh, should I get the carpet sweeper first, in case I forget it when I leave?
No, you go in the room. I'll get it from under the stairs and leave it in the hall here.
You can't go in there. I mean, it's dark. I'll get it. Here, both of you go in the room.
Oh, thank you. opening the door for us, quite the little gentleman. In you go, Florrie.
You see, Pat, it's not only them Continentals who are polite.
The sweeper's in the back of the cupboard, Jim.
Right, Mum. That was close. I'd better let the caveman out. Right, Alfie, come on out. Quietly now.
I'm glad to get out. You can't stand up straight in here. Yeah, I thought I'd had it when your mother said she was coming for the carpet sweeper.
Yes, I know. Now, take it upstairs.
Right, yeah, I'm off.
Alfie, put the carpet sweeper down and take the mirror upstairs. I'll go in and keep me mum talking.
All right, here goes.
Hey, you go in, Susan, while I sort this out with Higgy.
Oh, Higgy's Susan and she's got a key. Quick, Alfie, back under the stairs.
Yeah, but don't leave me too long double up in here. I'll come out looking like the hunchback of Nitty Dum. Nutty Dum, Ditty Dum, Dum, Dum.
This is no time for bad language. Get back in trap three.
Oh, me foot!
Hello, Susan. Straight in the living room.
You little idiot. The plane arrived at 3:30, 2 hours earlier than you said.
How did I know it'd have the wind behind it? Anyway, my mum's waiting in there for you. Allow me to open the door, Sister Dill.
Get lost.
After you, Scraggy Neck.
Oh, shut it.
With pleasure. Oh! I bet that bent a bustle. Well, we'll try again. Come out of your mouse hole, Alfie. The cat's gone.
Oh, heck. Yeah, I wondered if Susan was coming under the stairs.
This is no time for snogging. Get up them stairs.
You honestly hiding in here? I want my head testing. It's full of dust.
I knew it wasn't brains.
Well, you better come in, Higgy, for a cup of tea.
Oh, heck, quick, Aladdin, back in your cave. Grandad's bringing Amaraza in.
Oh, heck, I'll suffocate in there.
All right, but do it quietly. Get in.
Yow, me leg.
In you come, Higgy.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Oh, there he is, the troublemaker.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Did you enjoy the run?
Now, that'll do. You and your 5:30.
We all make mistakes.
Aye, I bet that's what the doctor said when you were born.
Oh, very witty. Now show your face in the living room and give the others a laugh.
Now, look here.
Now, don't be cheeky, Jimmy. In you go, Higgy. And you, my lad.
No, I don't go in. I just open the doors. I'm practicing for a job at the pictures.
In you come.
Oh, here. Ow. Ooh, all right.
Hello, Peterkins. Oh, and you, handsome Higgy himself.
Handsome? Grandad, lend her your glasses.
Now, Jimmy. Well, Father, we meet at last.
Ah, my dear. Well, did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, it was
nearly as much as I did. She's told me all about it.
Have I? Oh, yes, you did. I mean, I did, yeah.
Hey, tell them about that nightclub, Pat.
Well, it was a very dingy place from the outside, but
inside, full of life. Discreet lighting and indiscreet men. One fella came up behind me in there. He put his violin down, and without so much as a by your leave...
Jimmy, go out and play.
Thanks, Grandad. I'm on my way.
This fella gripped me. And he said...
I wonder what he did say. Oh, never mind. I'd better see if Alfie's still alive. Right, Alfie, come out now. They're all in... You blooming dormouse, wake up!
I'm reading the meter. Oh, it's you.
No, it's your Aunt Fanny. Go on, get upstairs. I'll hold the living room doorknob so they can't get out.
Oh, dear, if I ever get out of this mess, I'll never do anything for you again.
So this fella came up behind me, put his violin down, gripped me and said, "Play's a tune on your banjo."
Oh, stop making fun of Mrs. Butterworth.
Why, she's gone with Honourable Higginbottom.
That's not the point. You're too cheeky.
Mind, it sounded like Florrie a bit.
Don't you encourage him. Anyway, now that they have gone, I'll go upstairs and change.
You can't till he's finished. You've finished telling us about Italy.
We can talk later.
I'll go, it's Alfie.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I told him to call when he came back.
Oh, where's he been?
Up the street to the post office. To draw his pension, or maybe it was a dog licence for you.
No, that's enough of that.
Come in, Alfie. You're back from the post office, then?
post office?
Yeah, the post office. That's where you've been, isn't it?
No, ow! Oh, yes! It's all fixed, Jim.
Good lad. Come and meet me, Mama. She's back from Italy.
Oh, well, I know that. I mean, I guess that. Hello, Mr. Clitheroe. What was Italy like, then?
Oh, wonderful, Alfie. We got there on the Friday night.
Oh, we've heard it, Mama. Go upstairs and change.
Now, don't talk like that. Just a minute, Pat, before you do go up. I've a confession to make.
One night he stayed sober.
What is it, Father?
Well, I was cleaning your bedroom this morning and there was an accident. The brush head flew off and... Well, I'm sorry, but I've cracked the mirror on your new dressing table.
You what?
You what? You cracked it, Grandad. After all I've been through. Ooh, didn't my great-granny have one?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Tony Melody, Molly Sugden, Basil Jones and John Graham. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, and produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.